And we'll move right along. I know we're a little bit behind, but next up on the call is Utah head coach Larry Krysko-Jak. Coach, good morning and happy holidays.
Hi, did I hold anybody up?
No. We just had some additional questions. I thought I had to give up
my firstborn to get into this conference call. It was quite a process, so I'm glad to know I didn't hold anybody up.
My apologies. All right, we'll go right into questions now. We've got a couple lined up.
Your first question comes from Steve Mims, Register Guard.
Yeah, hey, Larry, just curious to run us through what you've seen from your group through the non-conference and kind of how they're at heading into conference play.
Well, you know, the way I look at it, we're 8-3. We've got a handful of things that I'm real pleased with and probably a bigger handful of things that we have to make progress with. Our three losses, you know, at UNLV, at Butler, and at BYU, and we just weren't good enough in those losses. But there's been a theme with turnovers and shot selection and having some breakdowns. But, you know, we're probably right where we deserve to be. And I know everybody, all 12 teams, are excited. The slate's a little bit narrowed now, and we're all looking to do, you know, to improve. That's the big thing for us. We can't keep making the same mistakes. And we've got our hands full with the Oregon trip here to start with. But, you know, it's kind of right in front of us in terms of the things that we need to start focusing on. We've been a little bit beat up. We haven't had, you know, a full roster, but it's probably the case with a lot of teams. We're hoping to get some guys healthy and like I said, keep on improving, Steve.
Do you know if Collette and Beeler will be able to play in the opener against Oregon?
Don't know. Yeah, we're in a holding pattern as far as practice goes. So, you know, just kind of waiting and seeing as time gets a little bit closer here. You know, optimistic, but they're both kind of goofy injuries. One, you know, a stomach abdominal deal, and then Gabe hyperextended his knee. And I was hoping when we got back after Christmas, we'd be in a little bit more favorable position, but we're not. And Donnie continues to be out as well. So keeping our fingers crossed.
What have you seen from Oregon?
Well, you know, it's a lot what Dana always does. It's an athletic team. Pritchard providing, you know, maybe some of the leadership, one of the guys back. You know, defensively, it's going to be consistent with what they always do. And offensively, there's not a lot of surprises. They're one of the top teams. Well, they are the top team in our conference in rebounding differential. You know, a lot of different versatile pieces, as usual. Athleticism and you know, a tough place to play for us. And giving you some different looks defensively with the three-quarter court back to their zone after Maids and bodies flying around a little bit. And so, you know, it's on. They've done a nice job recruiting, and they've got some guys that are starting. And as Dana's teams always do, they continue to improve as the season goes on. You know, maybe we're a few areas in the preseason where they were still trying to find themselves, but, you know, well coached, and they'll have a, you know, a nice game plan getting ready for Friday night.
Thanks, Larry.
You bet.
Your next question is from Jeff Ferrato, Bay Area News Group.
Yeah, hi, Coach. You talked about Collette, Beeler, and Tillman. Chris Seeley, I know, had gallbladder surgery almost a month ago. Is he ready to return?
He's not. No, he's hopefully a week away or so, but he's still got some abdominal pain. You know, so he hasn't practiced with us either, and sitting out. Hopefully we'll get him back in practice following Monday and gear up for the homestand with the Arizona schools. That's what we're hoping for.
And so Tillman's also out, and Beeler and Collette, you don't know.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, that looks like that's all we have time for. Coach Krysko-Jak, thanks for getting on the call.
Sure.
My apologies for the challenge.
Oh, no worries. No problem. Yeah. Talk to you later.
All right.
Thanks.
Best of luck.
Bye. Thanks.